Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Veterans Day today, and if you happen to see a veteran out, be sure to thank them. Thank them for their service and their dedication to volunteering. And to their family members as well. I think sometimes we forget about the family members and everything that they sacrifice. I thought I would share a story, and I know you know this story, Kennedy.
That's all right. It never gets old.
But when I was in the Army, I was in airborne school. And airborne school is where they teach you how to jump out of airplanes. It's a small elite force within the Army. I'd say there's probably about a million people in the Army, both between, you know, active duty and reserve and National Guard. And then I think only about 20,000 of those actually go to airborne school. And so you go to Columbus, Georgia, to Fort Benning, and you go through this really...
Mighty Ungawa.
You go through this pretty intense three-week training course. And you spent a lot of time in sawdust pits. And I went in July, which, you know,
in
Georgia, where it's 1,000 degrees.
Sounds lovely.
Yeah, it's a wonderful vacation during the summer.
Tropical, very.
Yes. Columbus, Georgia.
The only sawdust I've ever dealt with in my life is what they put on the floor at the Texas Roadhouse for all the peanuts.
Yeah.
That's the only sawdust I work with.
And of course, every morning you would show up in formation and they would pick through every piece of your uniform and boots and ears to make sure there was no sawdust anywhere. And you've been rolling around in it for 3 weeks. So at the end of the 3 weeks, your family can come to graduation and they pin your wings on you. We used to do this thing, which I don't think they're allowed to do anymore, called blood wings.
No.
So you would get this metal badge and you would take the backing off of the pin and put it on your uniform, and then your family would come and
things I never got to do.
Right.
Things I would have liked to have done to my
ex-husband. So, you know, my mother came, my father came, I had some other family members there. And so the final jump that we have, so you have to jump 5 times in order to graduate from the school. So on the 5th and final day, that's when graduation is. And so everybody's there. And my mom says, hey, we were thinking maybe we would take you out to breakfast. And I'm like, a great idea. And we have some additional time because the family is there. So every night they would post on a chalkboard outside of our barracks what time we were going to leave for the jump the next morning. So I read the chalkboard. We leave and, you know, my mom comes and picks me up. I put on my civilian clothes, which I haven't had on in 3 weeks. And we go off for breakfast. We go off for pancakes at the International House of Pancakes.
Like you do when mom comes to dinner.
Of course.
And you've been eating garbage mess hall food.
Columbus, yes. Georgia, right? So I order like the biggest stack of pancakes that they have at IHOP. And just as the pancakes get delivered to our table, something goes off in my head and I realize that I have misread the board and when we're supposed to leave. And I say to my mother, I was like, oh my gosh, I think we are moving out for our 5th and final jump, like right now.
It's the most Carson thing ever, Carson.
Honestly.
It's like the least surprising thing ever. So when the waitress drops the food, I'm like, we need the bill. So she brings us the bill. We hop in the car. We haul butt back to the military base. You know, we're like 20 minutes away. And sure enough, as we pull back in, there goes the entire battalion going off to make their 5th and final jump.
Well, not the entire battalion.
Yes. You know who's missing? Private First Class Tager is missing. That's who's missing. So I run inside. I throw my uniform on over my civilian clothes. I put my boots on. I don't even tie them. And I catch up to one of my buddies who's a road guard. Because whenever you'd have that big of a movement, you'd have to have road guards. I was like, hey, give me your road guard vest. So he gives me his road guard vest. We march all the way down to the air base where we're going to go into the hangars and wait to get on airplanes to go jump. And when we get there, I run back and I get back in formation. And of course, you know, what we call the black hat, those are the guys that trained us. He's like, you know, Private Tager, he's screaming at me, where were you? I was like, I was in the back of the formation. I was a road guard. And he's like, what do you mean you were a road guard? You've never been a road guard. I was like, oh, I don't know. Somebody said be a road guard, so I was a road guard. He said, so you were here at the barracks before we left? I was like, yes, Black Hat. And he just looked at me Like he knew something wasn't right?
I cannot believe you lied to a drill sergeant. Like, I just don't think I could ever do that. Their eyes just peer through you and into your very soul.
And you just have buttery pancakes dripping down your chin.
I smell like International House of Pancakes, right?
You smell like syrup.
Like, hey, you got a blueberry in your teeth there, champ.
And he's like, and why are your boots untied? I'm like, oh, I don't know. From running? Because we would like do a slow run. And he's like, and he just said, okay, whatever. And then I went.
It was way too much paperwork to kick you out.
Right? Probably.
Yeah, it is.
Right, right. So I made my fifth jump and graduated airborne.
Hooray!
School. Yes. It's pretty stressful.
Did you at least get to eat the pancakes in the car?
No, I never had the pancakes. Oh. No, I just left them there. I didn't even wait. Like we paid.
You should go to IHOP every Veterans Day. Like that should be your jam. You
should,
go there.
I should have pancakes.
You get
at
some
IHOP.
Pancakes and then you run out really fast.
And then the crazy part is, so I have my fifth and final jump, and we end up landing in the trees, and then I had to come back on like a different truck. Like it was just like that day was just like a crazy blur. I was lucky, you know, lucky like I didn't hurt myself or whatever. But anyway,
your parents are waiting to watch you land and like, oh, he's about two clicks that way.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So what is a click? How far is a click?
It's a kilometer.
Oh, that makes sense.
But you don't know what a kilometer is when you're walking. So you have to figure out how many steps you take in a click. And then, you know, if you take 222 steps, that's a kilometer. Your click would be different than my click in the number of steps.
Yeah, I got short legs.
Right. So yours might be 7.
Steps
in
my steps click.
In a click. Right, exactly.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.